Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the few minutes that I have with you, that these words will be an encouragement to you as I share with you from God's Word. And I know God's Word will lift you up and encourage you, and that's my heart's desire today, that I can bring a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of hope in your life today through sharing Jesus with you. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, I ask that in the name of Jesus that you reach down and touch the listeners today. God, make us sensitive to your Spirit. There be one that's not born again. I ask that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And that, Father, the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, bring salvation to the lost. Reach down in the jails and the prisons. Encourage hearts. Reach down in the hospitals and the broken homes. God, bring a revival, I pray, to our land. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, in my hometown of Martinsville, Virginia, years ago, a husband and wife was murdered, and their little 12-year-old daughter, which was named Jennifer, was missing. And, you know, a statewide search went out for Jennifer. And all over our town, there was signs put up everywhere, pray for Jennifer. And her picture was everywhere in our town, and there was yellow ribbons placed on doors as a sign of hope. And every time I saw her picture or a yellow ribbon, I would pray for this little girl, Jennifer. And we stayed tuned to the news and hoping to hear some word about what happened to this little girl. Right after that, my husband and I, we had to go out of town for some revivals. But we still kept praying for Jennifer and asking the Lord to let this little girl be found. And when we got back home, I went to the post office to pick up our mail. And when I walked into the post office, I saw a picture of Jennifer on the door. And down under it, it said, Jennifer found in the arms of God. She had been killed as well as her parents. And everyone that spoke to me that day, and it seemed like all over the town, all of our hearts were sad for this little girl, Jennifer, whose life had been taken and whose parents had been taken. And you know, many times we're all faced with such tragedies in this life. And many times we can't explain why these things happen. That there's a resting place for the weary and the abused, and for the little ones that we may not ever get to hold or touch again on this earth, but that place is in the arms of God. And I'm reminded today of what King David said when his child died. And he said, and while the child was yet alive, I fasted and I wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. 2 Samuel 12:22-23. Jennifer cannot return to us. She's in the arms of God. Many of our little ones cannot come back to us. They're in the arms of God. Many of our loved ones cannot return to us. They're in the arms of God. But David hid it, and he told us the truth. He said, they cannot come to us, but we can go to them. Today, I'm speaking to you. I've lost many loved ones. I have a lot of loved ones who now are in the arms of God. For the Bible tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if you're born again, if you know Jesus, you're going to the arms of God. And those of your loved ones that are born again and know Jesus as well will meet you one day in heaven. You know what? That's our blessed hope, knowing Jesus is coming for us. And it's a blessed hope knowing that we have eternal life and that our loved ones are waiting for us. You know, God gave me a song a long time ago. It said, don't cry for me when I'm gone. I'm going to heaven, to my sweet home. And we don't have to worry about things here on this earth. And it's sorrowful when we lose a loved one. But when we know that they're born again, when we know they're going to the arms of Jesus, we know that we can rest knowing that one day, if we are born again as well, we will be with them again. I encourage you today that the circle will not be unbroken, that we can join together and we can see one another in heaven. One of my favorite songs my husband and I sang, I want to stroll over heaven with you. And that's my request, dear ones, that we can stroll over heaven together. In the arms of God, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Jesus took the sting out of death because he awaits us. Thank you for listening.